on?
Yep, now we are.
Now we're on. We're called to order the Board of Supervisors meeting at 8:47 on the clock for Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. We will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann, and Lytle is planning on being here shortly. Consent agenda: one is the general agenda, two is approved minutes of meeting held September 27, 2017, three approve all claims through October 11, 2017 in the amount of $1,099,871.22. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approved summary fee report for district court and register of deed fee report for the month of September 2017. Approved fiscal year 2016-2017 Gage County Highway NBCS report. Approved certification of cost allocation plan from Maximus. Starting fiscal year 2016, extra costs have been used to project indirect costs for the coming fiscal year.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Then
we have a second.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Hill.
Team Jurgens.
Jurgens. Now I got a question. Explain the Maximus one a little bit. That's one we do every year.
They recover funds and stuff.
Right. It basically would be the district court and the special prosecutor that does child support.
Yeah, and the certification that tells you that that's
good. Any other questions? If not, vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, committee reports, building and grounds.
Dave.
Good morning. I didn't have any new news at this last building and grounds. I just kind of went over some things that we're working on. Last week, we did have the maintenance exchange workshop out at the Southeast Community College. That went really well. We had the safety seminar, fire safety, chemical safety, and we had a judge come up from Texas, and he was a very inspirational speaker. He talked about the importance of maintaining our courthouses and how he's been around for quite a while, and how it impacted counties if they did tear down a courthouse and rebuild a new one, how it seemed to make the community change in a negative way. A lot of people really miss having that symbol of their county. So it was, he gave a real good talk on that. Today we'll have our snow removal bids opened. I'll be back for that. Our camera bids will be 2 weeks from now. We should have some bids in for that. The sheriff and I talked to Michael Fakler about giving us a proposal for bid specifications on the West Sallyport area to turn into office space. Greg Dennis is here with Masonry Construction, starting on the west side now. They're just got started and had a little bit of rain delay, so they're working on that. Hopefully we'll have some good weather coming up now, so they're expecting at least probably close to 7 weeks worth of work on that side. And he's also they brought down some dies in the past, some of those repairs. It is an exact match, but with time, with the moisture and everything, they do change color, and so they're figuring out they actually have to just paint on a dye that will change that color a little bit, so they're zeroing in on that. And that portion is there's no cost to the county on that. They're doing that.
And even when it was raining, they're over here working. They're hard workers. They're here all the time. I want to ride in that big lift thing they've got. They had over the highway yesterday.
Yeah, so now all we need is some nice dry weather for a while to get that going. So, and that is all I have. So 2 weeks from now, hopefully we'll have bids on several things and go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for all you do. Equalization.
Back to that. As they were coming through, they had a video playing upstairs for everyone who was left at the end of that tour. Had Ron Police on there and Rob Schaefer and some other people talking about when the construction was going on and the repairs and stuff, and Dave filled us in on a little bit more. But it's really nice to have that many people from all over the state kind of coming through and being able to showcase this building. There was a lot of people that were really impressed as they walked through, you know, at the grandeur of it, instead of drop ceilings like this up in the courtrooms. Really, really nice looking architecture.
I forget to thank Eric. He showed up. Mr. Byers couldn't make it to the meeting, so Eric showed up towards the courthouse tour, and we had people from North Platte, Ord, and it's interesting talking to the other people, what problems they have. And I'll say, Gary asked me about if Jerry Bergen was going to kind of ad-lib his business, and he did not. It was good. And we actually, he said he wanted to hear the good and the bad, so I did bring up during the day just some of the problems that we had and stuff. So
I was going to say, the part that I was at, it wasn't a showcase for Bergen by any means. It was more or less a tour and just going over what was here.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
You bet. Thank you, Dave. Equalization. We probably covered all that. Finance, insurance.
I'll go through the claims first. Beatrice Concrete, Gravel and Rock, $66,012. Rock on Hauling, $15,314. Engage Quarterly Funding, $33,763. And a payment of principal and interest on the 2013 road bond, $588,152. That's why the claim for
$1 million.
Yeah. Those are the large ones.
I don't have anything additional. You don't have anything. I do. I don't know if you, did you get a copy of the email? Have you looked that up that I forwarded to you?
Is that on that bill?
No. I sent you it last night. Yeah. Anyway, yesterday the county emails were, not the county, the NACO emails were down last for 24 hours or whatever. They came back on last night. Finally forwarded on email. I did. I think it's West. Or something.
Yeah, John Westra.
John Westra that took over for Dave Varna for the extension. He sent me an email with his thoughts and the thoughts from the technology person of why they're asking us to pay the one claim that we haven't paid or whatever. So, and I don't know, we'll get Don to print that off and give one to everybody, a copy of that to everybody. So, but they're explaining it in there and why, and some other things with it, but we'll print that off and give that to everybody of why they would like us to. If you want me to, I can have him come down to next meeting or meeting after, or we can have a discussion and going forward or whatever. So
I can vote no on the email as much as I can vote no when the gentleman shows up. I don't think that's our cost.
Well, I didn't think he should come down either, so we will make a decision next time whether to pay that or not. We will bring that up in committee meeting again, that claim. We'll put it in as a claim, and then we will officially deny it or not the next time.
Is there anything in the agreement that makes us pay for all of their operational expenses? I didn't think there was.
No, there's not.
I don't know.
Most everything's voluntary, I think. Matt's daughter wants a pony. That doesn't mean she's going to get one.
Senator Chambers hasn't called me yet to visit with me about us contracting out of the county and the state, so
next committee meeting, we'll make sure everybody gets the email. Everybody can look at it. We will have that. We will turn it in as a claim next pay period, and then we can deny it there or not to have it on record. Yeah. And Roger will look up and see what our contract is.
Yeah, we're bound by a contract to say that. I just didn't.
We'll get Roger a copy of the email, too, and stuff. So
that we were on the hook for that.
Okay, we'll get we'll get copies of that for everybody. So then, and I'll correspond with him, tell him we'll have it on our next deal, not we'll pay it or whatever. But we'll visit back with John. Human Resource Employee Relations.
What does that mean?
Nothing, John. Law Enforcement Emergency Management. And Lisa, if you'd like to talk, you sure can. There. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. This morning. Is a different capacity here, but I'm 9 days in, and five of which last week was spent with NEMA and FEMA, doing the training with that, and also reaching out to all the offices there, just getting myself acclimated to the process and applying for grants and seeing whether or not where our grant situations are at and what's been applied for, just to kind of renew myself and to acclimate myself into the process. So a great training capability. The exercises were very good. Jake Carroll from Beatrice Fire and Rescue also took it, so we actually took a lot of our exercises together, which would be in a real life scenario if something would ever come here. We can portray that as our community in terms of, since he's part of the hazardous waste team that represents regionally seven different counties, and so we just received notice that we did get a $20,000 grant for hazardous training and so forth for the next 2017, so that seems to be correlated, continues to go on, although that was applied for Beatrice from Beatrice Fire Fire and Rescue, and so, but the entity, those that hazardous team all works together for us too. So I have reached out to Cortland and Claytonia and Mutual Aid and met with that fire department. So for the most part, it seems like we just really need to build some relationships back. And so tonight I'm working with Pickerel. I have reached out and met with Beatrice Community Hospital and their safety meetings, met with Brian Dakey at length and kind of discussed some of the processes that we need to go to and represent our communities and how we work together. And then met with Chief Lang yesterday, and then more importantly with Carla at 911 Communications. So we have that, building those relationships right now is what we're really focusing on. So, but questions?
Okay. Anything you see that you need?
Nope, not yet.
Not like or, buy, but anything you need as far as to realize what we have for
I have viewed all the equipment on the trailers and so forth, and so there's some things as I reach out to rural fire departments, you know, obviously their biggest thing is radio accessibility, and it's more of a training of their radios and things like that. So we'll get a better, clearer understanding of what their needs are too as I go out and visit. But for the most part, I'm good for right now.
But light towers and stuff, you know where all that is?
I know how, and actually I know how to start those up.
Well,
so.
I don't doubt that. There's a lot of that stuff where I don't think any of us know where it's stored.
So. It's right here on the grounds, the light towers and so forth. There's some maintenance that needs to be done on those. I have reached out. I've met with the deputies and also with Dave Niemeyer, who kind of does some of the maintenance work on it, and we've got the parts in for that to make a repair, and he's going to get that done. So pretty much I have evaluated all that and the equipment and that sort of thing. So, but, yeah. Okay.
Sounds good. Is the grant situation regarding the EMPG letter we have, is that what we're talking about as far as review of the grant? We got that letter on the 20.
Yes. Yep. So yes, that I don't know if you guys will discuss that or not. Yeah, as far as administrative grant, is that what you're referring to?
Gary talked about a little bit in committee meeting, explained it a little bit, but you can sure go ahead. We have time to vet at 9, but I see they're
sure.
Both here, so we'll wait a minute.
Julie Mayers, who I met with, the first thing on that Friday, I really wanted to clear a picture of where we're sitting on a grant, because it was apparent that we probably need to get on top of things, and that's when I gave her a call and then met with her last week. And so she has acknowledged the fact that that's a $35,000 grant, and since we didn't have an emergency manager in place, is how I'm assuming, and also didn't report it correctly that we do have a new one on, they're going to be pulling a portion of that, one half of that, those total dollars, and then in December we would receive reimbursement for that as long as we're compliant with our reporting and that sort of thing. So that's that particular administrative grant that I think you're referring to.
So that was, obviously wasn't in your wheelhouse, but that was a notification or a process that we forgot to do, apparently, when there was a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of it, the way Gary explained it was, we somewhere there was a letter or something that we got that
Well, I think after Lisa and I visited yesterday, the letter came addressed to you.
Okay.
And I don't open anything that has your name personally on it, so I put it in your tray.
Yeah, it probably came to me, and I just didn't. When I read it, I didn't catch in there that I didn't catch in there that I remember reading it, but I don't remember that we had to notify them or whatever.
I did plead kindly to Julie Maris and said, you know, as is in a new process, you know, we promise to do better in terms of, is there anything that we can do to correct this measure? And she said, not at this time, because the allocations had to be spoken for with through the FEMA process. But please follow up according to what you need to do.
Well, a little bit the way, and Gary could explain it better, a little bit the way he explained it, since we didn't have that person here actually earning part of the grant, part of that wouldn't have been funded in a way.
Right.
Do I understand right, though, that they're going to pull part of that and then reimburse it later?
So my understanding is it goes through the last quarter, which would be calendar year last quarter. So we would receive half of that. I think it's $17,100. Don't quote me for sure. It's $17,000-something. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting that in December as long as we take all the training, which there's a training course on grants, the 24th. And so we got that down the schedule, so we will get that as long as we behave, meaning the reporting process. So I think we're IB.
They have notified me before, so I'm
you
not
mean
sure.
An email or text?
Yeah,
I didn't either. And I mean, I don't know, where are you pulling that off of?
I'm off an email. I'm just on the county email, and the letter says we're denied in 2017. This office has not been informed of the intent to fill the emergency manager position. So apparently there's a process we missed. Nobody's called here.
See, and I got to go by them notification of our intent to refill a position when there's a vacancy.
Yeah, see, I wasn't aware of anything like that either.
I don't remember doing that last time.
Yeah, we didn't do that last time. If we did, it was somebody other than me or Matt.
Matt, when did that come? August, September?
The email came from Julie Mayers, and it's got a date of, well, I just lost it. I think it's the last week.
September
or so.
21st. Is that copy of that letter that I think I sent to you?
The letter was dated the 21st, and the email came.
That's strange, because usually Julie has reached out to me on meeting information.
I don't
know. I just had it.
Okay. I will go back and check mine.
That's something you have to deal with, you know, with FEMA and the federal government growing all the time. There's probably a new notice of intent to refill positions employee that checks these letters, so they've invented a new form. But do your best as those come along. That's about all you can do. This one, you aren't even here yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yep,
good luck. Thank you. Yep. We do have a timed event at 9 o'clock on our agenda and a veteran's honor, and I'll let Phil take over.
Good morning. This morning I'd like to introduce Arnold Zimmerman, a lifetime Gage County resident. He was inducted into the United States Army on December 27, 1944, and served until November 16, 1946. He was a private. He served in one of his campaigns was the Luzon campaign in the Philippines. He was awarded the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, Philippine Liberation Medal with Bronze Star, Good Conduct Medal, Army Occupation Medal, and World War II Victory Medal. This time I'd like to introduce Arnold Zimmerman.
Yeah, I thank you for considering me for this. I enjoyed this. I spent some happy moments in the Army. It was also good to be home. I was transferred when I left Philippines. We were on our way when they dropped the second bomb. We were on our way from Philippines to Japan. And then they dropped the bomb, and then they declared the war was over with, and I got on my knees and thanked the Lord for stopping it. And so then I spent when I got to the Japan, they AmeriCal, I was in the AmeriCal division in the Philippines, and then they transferred me into the cavalry. I was in the cavalry when I was in Japan. So I thank you for this honor, and I hope I deserve it.
We want to thank you very much for what you did and what you did for our country and serving as you did. We have a little something for you. Terry has there for you, but we enjoy the stories or the memories very, very much. Those really put a personal touch on it. I'll just say that.
Yes.
Arnold, on behalf of the county, I'd like to thank you for your dedication and a small token of our appreciation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Terry, turn around there so they can... Yeah. No, over there. There. What? Doug wants a picture there with you guys here.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed the service. I'm glad I was in. Got to see a lot of country. And... it was work naturally, it was, but I still enjoyed it to serve my country.
And since Arnold has been out of the service, he has served Gage County in this area in many, many ways, and we appreciate it. Arnold's been a friend of mine for many years.
Yeah, I've known this guy for years. Yep. I was the first gunner on the 30 caliber machine gun. 250 rounds a minute. And I emptied many a box of ammunition, because 250 rounds a minute, they go pretty fast. But I've seen machine guns, they were overused, and pretty soon they were water-cooled, and pretty soon the barrel would go like that, ruin the machine gun. That was sad to see, because the war was still going, and that was very sad to see those machine guns ruin when nobody could use them anymore. But that's the way it was. So I thank you.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you.
We'll go back to our committee reports. We have our next public hearing is at 9:15. But Gus, anything? Other than you were at the NERMA meeting with Don and...
Yeah, trying to keep her under control. That was a lost cause. Really, there's not a lot. I have a couple, two, three items for closed session. While I was gone last week, we did reach, I think, the magic mark of 60 in the jail.
How
think
many?
That was,
you said 60?
60, I think they told me. And then we got back down to low 50s again. We had about 50 to 20 over in court that day. So it was just... a day from you know where that day, but that was, I think, our top number got back down. But otherwise, we're just plugging away. So,
Sheriff, what pushed those up? What type of infractions were those?
I really don't know what it was. If they had some arrests all at one time, or sending the courts, it could have been something the court sentenced, had a bunch of them that day and shipped them over, and that spiked us. But we were able to get it back down. They were like 51 or 2 yesterday when I walked out. So, just a unique day. Hope it doesn't do that again. But
you know, and it's gotten unique in the last months where the bottom right-hand front of the paper, the Beatrice Daily Sun, we have someone arrested for methamphetamine use or drug possession every single day. And when you look at the people we have over here, I would guess a large percentage of them are drug-related. It's a terrible problem.
Yeah. It's epidemic. It is.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Roden Bridge.
Yes, Myron.
on Friday. We had discussion on Sargent Road as far as the speed limit sign that was posted, has been posted there for years. Galen couldn't find any paperwork on that, and this came about as some citizens wanting to lower the speed limit on the whole road to 35. In recent memory, I can't think of any accident history on the road, so Galen is going to do a study and see what the accident history is on that road, and we'll make a decision later on about where that goes. Grader, Galen estimated cost. This is an M2 Cat, 5,600 hours on it, problems with the motor. Cat acknowledges they've had problems with them. But due to the hours on the machine, they will cover only 36% of the parts and 50% of the labor to make the repairs. So, I don't know if that machine is done yet, Galen, or is it still? Okay, still up there. August 14th, Galen's been working with sending out tree notices to people, landowners. A couple of the projects that were in question have been cleaned up and done. Galen had called me, it's probably been 2 weeks ago now, and we had to close a 62-foot bridge 1 mile north of Zion Church. Found there was a cracked 7-inch channel below it. We had to go through Minnelli's office to get the engineering specs to repair it. Hopefully it'll be done
30 days. Galen said 30 days.
30 days.
No, I'm
I mean, with the weather we had, I know that's probably yeah. But as soon as we can, we'll get that thing up and going again. Also, Thursday night, Galen had a call 1 mile or a quarter mile west of Virginia Road on the Wymore Liberty Road. Water was over the road, and Galen had mentioned to his memory. There's never been water over that road in recent times.
And that wasn't actually the bridge there that it went over. It was a couple of culverts to the west of it, right? Yeah. And those weren't new culverts that had just been put in that road. Those were ones that had been there for a long time, the two that I saw.
Those weren't where we replaced some of those bridges with culverts. It didn't go over the road in those spots.
From what I when I saw, though, all the new culverts carried well.
They carried well, okay.
Yep.
And I think I remember somebody telling me that one night, well, must have been Thursday night, Bercher reported 6.5 inches of rain in that one time. So.
Well, there were reports of through the whole weekend of 10 inches down there in places. So.
Yeah. I can't say today the roads are in great shape. So I had some complaints yesterday. I know I was supposed to go out and drive two roads. I did it, and it happens when you get slow rains like that. You're going to have some issues. So
I told Galen that you have to time when you say the roads are in great shape. You say then in July, then we get 5 inches of rain in July. You said that in September. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have to back down a little bit on that.
Yeah. We'll teach you when to say it.
I've noticed we do have three important taxpayers sitting back in the corner over here, all dressed in pink, and I think we should recognize them.
We'll be later. Okay.
Get way back at Denny. Come on.
They are.
Yes, I'm getting waves. We love you.
We do have a timed event here at 9:15 on the clock. We have a public hearing for a livestock special use permit. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to go into a public hearing to hear support and or opposition from the public on special use permit number 2017-6. For expansion of a livestock facility located in the northwest 1/4, northwest 1/4 of Section 25, Lincoln Township.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Bauman at 9:16 on the clock. I don't know if I said that. So vote 6-0 in favor.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, we'll have Roger read first and then.
Seven zero.
Sorry. I was used to 6-0 earlier.
You should have, with your materials copies of the application as well as the findings of fact from your Planning and Zoning Commission. And there's also a map regarding the setbacks that were accomplished. And I would ask that they be included as exhibits for the purposes of this public hearing and this application. I would just, well, particular note on the findings of fact, the public hearing was held by the Planning and Zoning Commission on September 12, 2017. As the document indicates, the applicant was requesting a special use permit because there was an expansion of a hog facility which required a special use permit. There was no opposition to the requested special use permit. The commission applied the seven guidelines, which this body will also apply on Article 6, Section 2 of the zoning regs. And they also received testimony in reference to Mr. Matt Barnard, who indicated that he had some concerns but had no opposition. The committee did recommend on a vote of 4-0, with 2 absent and 1 abstaining, to approve the special use permit and recommend that approval to this board. Again, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that you receive the findings of fact, the applications, as well as the setback maps that were included. I would note to the board that this was conditioned on the setback being met. My understanding subsequent to the meeting, being the administrator went out, those setbacks have been met now.
At the P&Z hearing, they did not have basically this paper in hand that it was surveyed or whatever. They felt that those setbacks were met, but they did not have a survey paper showing what the distances were and everything, and that's why that was part of this package here today.
Yep.
So that will be entered, too, as a exhibit with the recommendation from the planning board.
Very good.
And we're passing out a sheet there if anybody would like to speak. Don't need to sign it if you don't want to speak or whatever, I know, or whatever. Otherwise, we will, the applicant, Jim, you want to come on up and or he's going to do it? Okay. Both will. You're more than welcome to come up and explain it a little bit. And like I said, that there is if you would like to speak at this public hearing on this hog facility, then you can sign that. So, introduce yourself.
Good morning. Shane Meyer, represent Plymouth Ag Group.
Okay. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
So we are proposing an addition. I do have some packets. Did you guys receive anything that looks like this? Justin, no.
Oh, yes. Just here today. Yes.
On this sheet, in case anybody doesn't understand it, it's the addition of the small barn on the bottom of the sheet, which is a 96 crate farrowing barn. Reason for the addition, we did not, we're under our DEQ animal units, and it gives us the ability to wean our pigs a week older. And so basically the pigs that we have in the facility will stay 1 week longer before they're weaned. Reason we're doing that is because of federal and state restrictions on antibiotic use. things that we know are coming in the future, VFDs that we're dealing with. We're going to be very restricted on what we can use in our feed or as medicine to treat pigs going forward. And so the industry as a whole has been moving towards an older wean pig. They start off better. They take off better, better performance without any use of medications. And so that's really what we're doing. Nothing else will change at the sow farm except that the additional 96 sows will allow us to keep all the weaned pigs an extra week on site. So, and I can answer any questions you have.
And basically, you're adding to an existing building.
Correct. We currently have three buildings, and this would be an addition to that on the south side, yes.
Okay.
Not adding to an existing building. You're building a separate building, but you're adding a building to that location.
Correct, yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It says to add a farrowing room, and I
thought
that was an addition.
No, no. There's exactly a bottom building there. That's a separate. It's going to be a separate building.
Correct. Yes.
And your numbers, the way we calculate animal unit numbers, that is not changing.
On the guidelines.
Yes, correct. On the guidelines, it will not change. Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll still be within our animal units.
Right. So.
We did go around and a couple of us went around before planning and zoning and talked to as many neighbors as we could within a couple miles. We did not catch them all, but we tried to catch as many as we could. We gave them packets. We gave them the sheet. We gave them our phone numbers. Those that we didn't get to, we tried to leave a packet. So I think we've covered the neighborhood. We didn't have anybody that really complained that we met with. We did have a guy at the planning and zoning meeting that is about 2 miles out, mile and three quarters, that we missed, and we apologized to him, and we gave him the packet, and we haven't heard from him since. So,
any more questions for Shane, or
just comment, Shane? Thanks for going through the laborious process of communicating with the neighbors and let them know what's going on and everything. I appreciate that, and we found here in the not-so-distant past that it really does help when an applicant does that. So thank you very much for doing that.
Yep. No, something that today we know in the livestock industry that we have to be more proactive, and so going forward we know we've got to do that more and more and try to keep everybody in the neighborhood happy, so we're trying to do the best we can. So.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks. Jim Mintz, 71965 582nd Avenue, Beatrice, and I affirm to tell the truth.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. Just wanted very little to add to that, except for to let you to make you help you understand a little bit. Not that I have to say this, but I want to give you a little more detail of why we do what we do. Adding this week does what Shane says, but currently we get a pig that weighs about 11.8 pounds in the 18 days that we have them on the sow. If we add another week, we're going to be looking somewhere around that 14 pounds. Now, you would think that 2 pounds wouldn't make a whole lot of difference on a pig, but in their life expectancy, which is 6 months, and that's how long it takes them to get the bacon that you guys eat, that is 20 pounds at the end. So that 2 pounds then equates to 20 pounds, which... And that is how we can compete in the industry that other people are doing what they're doing. And so we need to be proactive in being as cost-effective and efficient as we can in order to stay in business. And that's why we're doing that. So currently, an animal slaughter where we go to Triumph Foods in St. Joe, they like them between 290 and 300 pounds. And to get that a number of pounds in that six-month window, because Shane keeps kicking them out every week. Every week they keep coming. And so we have to empty a barn and so we can do the next week. And so to get that so that we can hit those windows, we need that extra 2 pounds at the beginning. So that's a pretty low-level, nutshell answer. So that's what I wanted to tell you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions for Jim?
Well, I don't, but, you know, I don't think we often enough recognize our individuals in agriculture in this area and what a tremendous, huge issue that is for economic development for Gage County. And I want to thank you because I think it's absolutely tremendous what you do.
Thank you, guys. Sam Grimes, you had on here not to speak? Still nope.
Favor, but I don't have anything
good enough.
I'd like to thank him too for continuing to invest money here and staying on that cutting edge. That, you know, the ag market's a global market now. You're competing against the entire world instead of just our area. So I know that's got to be a challenge to stay on that cusp of what's new. But thank you for reinvesting here.
Thank you.
And the board enjoys free samples of bacon.
So, Terry?
Myron, I'm familiar with this operation and their whole operation. You couldn't find better operators any place than the way they run their program. So I would unanimously approve this.
Anyone else want to speak at the public hearing? If not, I'll entertain a motion at 9:27 on the clock to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Tiemann. Vote 7-0 in favor. Now, we did not include on the agenda. I think we talked to Roger a little bit about including. We changed the process a little bit. We will vote on the resolutions here after.
Again, that's up to you. You guys got a. It's not really even a protocol.
But no, it's not a protocol.
It's up to you if you want to vote on them or wait the 2 weeks that you've been doing on some other special use permit. That's up to you. But I think, again, well, I know for a fact, you can say we can go ahead and proceed today.
I will entertain a motion to approve a resolution to approve this permit. Now, if somebody, I'll make the same comment I've made before. If anybody wants to wait 2 weeks, I will also gladly entertain that motion, and we can wait 2 weeks, however we want to go about this.
Myron, once again, there's no need to kick the can down the road. This is a no-brainer. I make a motion to approve special use permit.
It'll be resolution.
Resolution
31.
Say it again, please.
17-31.
17-31.
Second.
And that's for special use permit 2017-6. Okay. We have a motion by Juergens and a second by Bauman.
Terry, read those.
Any more discussion?
Mr. Terry, he just needs to read those.
Oh, just make sure you just reference the seven guidelines that are in 6.2, please.
The reason for my recommendation, these are the seven guidelines I have to meet and I have met, be compatible with and similar to the use permitted in the district, not be a matter which would require rezoning of the property, not be detrimental to adjacent property, not tend to depreciate the value of surrounding structures of property, be compatible with the stated intended use of the district, not change the character of the district, and be in accordance with the comprehensive plan, which they met all of them.
Thank you. Gary?
I was going to reference that, but I guess the other thing I was just going to say is that I think I can support moving forward on this one, and the fact that you know, they're not changing the numbers, so to speak. It's just adding a building to take care of what they're already doing. So, it, seeing no opposition in the hearings, has no opposition here today. There's no reason to wait 2 weeks.
Okay. Any more comments? If not, vote 7-0 in favor. Thank you guys for coming forward.
And this is about the character of the project, not the character of Jim Enns. So.
Thank you very much. We have another timed event now at 9:30 on the clock, and it is 9:30 on the clock, and that is I'll entertain a motion to enter into a public hearing to hear support and or opposition from public on special use permit 2017-7 for a licensed in-home daycare located in southwest 4th of Section 34, Nemaha Township.
Move to open.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Hill. Vote 7-0 in favor. Roger?
Again, you should have copies of the special use permit as well as the findings of fact from the Planning and Zoning Board. You will note that the Planning and Zoning Board approved the recommendation to approve the special use permit on a vote of 5-0, again applying the 7 guidelines. And they received testimony that basically it was completely in support of the applicant. There was no opposition to it. And again, basically this is an existing house which they converted some garage space to be utilized in the child daycare. I would just note that they have complied with all state requirements in reference to that daycare. So your only issue before you is whether or not the special use permits under the guidelines are met. Your Planning and Zoning Commission recommended to you they were. And I would just ask these be placed on file as exhibits.
The report from the Zoning Board will be placed on file as an exhibit.
And the application. So you got
and the application there. Also, too. Yes.
Very good. Thank you. That here.
And at this time, Cassandra, would you like to come forward and Gus will watch them if he's able to.
Yeah. Oh, I think maybe I should do that. I'm not sure I should trust the sheriff.
So we need a name and address, and then I need to swear you in.
Cassandra Shields, 7316 East Buckeye Road, Adams, Nebraska.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, as Mr. Harris stated, it's just converting an existing double-stall garage into a daycare room because all of their toys are consuming my home. So I need to move them into their own space because they're kind of outgrown my home. So, yeah, it would just make it more, I don't know, reasonable for me to run my household. It's a very old home. It's built in the early 1900s, so the rooms are small and we have a lot of toys. So I'm excited that we're just going to add some drywall. So. Put some light fixtures up. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions for Sandra?
Why does she need a special use permit to use her home?
I second the question. No, I was advised by the zoning department that they could not approve my building permit without a special use permit, so I've gone through this whole process.
Well, we thank you for taking out a building permit even. I just don't understand why she should.
Basically, you're looking at somebody that's honest and came through because she's honest. They have to go through the special use permit.
The fire marshal will have to come out and do an inspection because I'm a state licensed entity, and so in order for him to approve the new space, I knew I would have to have building permits to hand him, and so I was trying just to get a building permit.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you going through the process. I'm sorry for the hassle.
No, no worries. Thank you.
Do the girls have anything to say?
No.
Are you
hungry.
Sure?
They're always hungry.
Okay. All right. We'd be glad to hear from them.
But since you're state licensed, then you have other guidelines through
the
also
yes, and so and okay. I abide by those. So I had to install hardwired smoke detectors throughout the home and install a fence in the backyard, just things like that.
Because but, and I think that's maybe part of it. Because if it was just somebody else building an addition, they wouldn't need to. But because I'm assuming it's partly because of some of the qualifications or the things that.
It technically, it would still get a building permit. That's where the process gets caught. So I shouldn't say gets caught. That's the intent of it.
Caught, but that's why they need to.
So Patty knows to go out there and assess.
Well, thank you very much for doing this and coming through and doing.
Thank you.
Taking the time and everything. So
no problem. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the girls.
Yes.
You made my morning.
I didn't want to have their parents call into work for just, I figured 5-10 minutes. Thank you.
Any more discussion on, any more discussion on for the public hearing? If not, I entertain a motion to close the public hearing at 9:35 on the clock.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Byers. Vote. 7-0 in favor. And now I will, Don, I have a number for us, but I also entertain a motion to approve or disapprove special use permit 2017-7.
Move to second.
Okay, so resolution is 17-32.
Resolution 17-32, and we'll give you this list of 7 things here, too.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Thiemann and a second by Bauman.
Okay. Looks like it meets these 7. It'll be compatible. Nothing changes. There's no rezoning. It's not detrimental whatsoever. Won't depreciate anything. It's compatible with the intended use of the district, housing. Doesn't change any character. And complies with comprehensive plan, meaning growth. It's nice that someone's gone through the process and actually taken out a permit, done everything we've asked, so hopefully this isn't too big a hassle for them as they're going through it. But I don't see any problem with it.
I don't see any problem either. Any more discussion? If not, vote. 7-0 in favor of approving the permit. So, Cassandra, your permit's approved. So, thank you. I think they have to get a hold of the zoning, Nancy, to get that. Or does she ever sign permit? I don't know.
I don't know about anything else.
Where do they get the permit? That's,
yeah,
go back to Nancy and get their signed permit. Yep. Thank you. We have a timed event again at 9:45, but we will, I think we have time. Road and Bridge, we were done with that, Terry, basically. I think.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We've got time for Jeremy. Jeremy Burns, Chief Probation Officer, is up next on the agenda, so we have time for that before our 9:45 timed event.
Morning.
Good morning.
I just have a quick handout, if you don't mind.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You can get that for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
There'll be some extras there as well, but thank you all for allowing me the time to talk with you here this morning. I know it's extremely busy. Two main things that I was coming to talk about this morning. First, I just wanted to thank you all for your support in approving our budget. This is my first one as a chief probation officer, and I'm very thankful for your guys' support. So thank you for that, Ms. Hill. Hopefully you didn't get too tired of me calling occasionally and just making sure I was doing what was needed. And Mr. Dorn as well, thank you for helping me. Being from the area, I came into this position knowing that the community was very supportive, and 14 months now in this position, I haven't been disappointed at all. It's just been reaffirmed. This community is very supportive of services and whatnot that we're providing here. So thank you all again. Just to update you on the phone system, we're working on getting that updated and solving that issue. Ms. Hill is working with us on that as well, so thank you for that. Second thing I wanted to bring to your attention is what I just handed out here. So our reporting center, we had our open house last November, so we've been in operation just under a year. I've spoken several times here about our reporting center, the services that we're providing to our clients, not just people on probation, people that are in the community that are involved in the court system. Just example of mental health counseling, alcohol, drug treatment, domestic violence counseling, things of that nature where we are offering that in our building, and it's a service paid through the state, through state contracts. It's free to our clients and to people in the community to be involved in that. So it is a part of our community, which brings me to what the event that I just handed out here. We have two main rooms in our reporting center for those of you that maybe haven't seen it yet, but there's two main meeting rooms that we have. I wanted to figure out a way to tie this into the community even more, so we're going to honor two individuals that's kind of dedicated their lives to serving Gage County and the surrounding areas. So you'll see there in front of you two people that we're going to be honoring are Cliff Wolf. He was a probation officer for 37 years. He was actually Gage County's first probation officer. He passed away in 2011 suddenly. And then the second individual we're honoring there is Jeremy Walk. He passed away in 2007 battling a fire in Lymore. He was also employed by the Gage County Sheriff's Department as a jail administrator and then the volunteer firefighter. So our two main rooms are going to be named after those individuals. Obviously very upstanding men that were, you know, we want to honor, and I think it's just a great way for us to do that. So you'll see there November 2nd at 3 o'clock is when that event is. I understand this is an extremely busy time of year. If you can make it, it'd be an honor to have you all attend. If not, I just wanted to make sure that you got personally invited. But that was, you know, really it that I had here this morning. Again, I know you're extremely busy, but I'll entertain any questions if you have anything. But
I've got one, yeah. And this is more for, I guess, from a Gage County perspective. Our jail population keeps increasing.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, I don't know, traffic, or what is it like at probation? Has your volume stayed the same, increased? Or
yes.
Explain that just a little
yes.
bit.
Yes. The legislature has increased the probation's population in the last year and a half, 2 years, where we're getting more people that probably would have been sent to prison or sent to jail now on probation. They've created post-release supervision. So people that the judges would have just sentenced to prison or jail, they're now giving chances on probation. So our numbers have gone up, you know, as well. So trying to get that revolving door to stop. So, you know, the services that we're providing here, you know, the goal is to, you know, lower their risk and, you know, run ourselves out of a job. You know, that's the ultimate goal there. But yeah, our numbers have increased as well, unfortunately.
And if you haven't had an opportunity to come down to visit the office, do it. I've been down, and they work really hard, and they have a great office. So
thank you.
Any more questions or comments for Jeremy?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Laura, we have a closed session. Close and reject bids in 3 minutes. So I don't know if you'll be done in 3 minutes. You can talk as long as you want to here, but at 9:00.
Well, it can't be done in 3 minutes, but I can start.
At 9:45, we'll have to interrupt you. Okay. No, it's 9:45 in this clock here, not that one. So.
Okay. Well, that's a fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand these out. I apologize. I thought this report had gotten to you, but I did add a few things. Basically, I want to focus on two things. The eclipse, I'm glad it's over. It was a wonderful event. But one of the things I wanted to point out is you so graciously allowed us to use improvement funds for marketing.
It worked.
Yeah. I brought two maps. This one is of the United States. This one is of the world. I combined the worlds. We had them in two different places. The Carnegie Building and Fairgrounds. And the people from Japan left us a postcard that they brought with them. So these are the people that took time to that came into one of those places and put their pin in the map. This one is the United States. We have another one, and we did not take the time to combine them, and I didn't bring it, but you would see another huge layer of traffic up and through here. I talked. Minneapolis was our target market, Minnesota. I talked to people that saw all the advertising in every place we put it.
That's right. You know, that's right.
Every place we put it, it drove them to our website and our Facebook page, and it helped a lot of people make decisions to come here. So the advertising did work. Any place you looked, you saw somebody from Minnesota and a lot of people from Minneapolis. I received calls from people that were leaving or after they got home to thank us for the event. I had two calls from two separate families from Minneapolis that it took them an extra 5 hours to get home because of traffic on Monday. And they thought once they left the Des Moines area, because they were on a standstill on I-80 for an hour and a half, once they thought they took the turn to go north and it would be smooth sailing, it wasn't. So Minnesota was here in droves, and that was one of our target areas of marketing. So it did work. It did bring people. People heard it and saw it everywhere. The other thing I brought you in your packet was we also joined the coalition. I talked about the coalition a lot. These pages are some of the overview of things that pertain directly to Beatrice and Gage County that I thought were important. On the very last page, you can see that from that website, from that state coalition website, Beatrice, we had the third highest page views right behind Omaha and Lincoln, which I think is pretty spectacular in that piece, and then we were always had the highest number of leads. We still had the most leads of 165 that then came directly from that website to an email to me, because I answered all of those emails. And then I had the opportunity to answer all of the emails, the general emails. And if they weren't specifically to a community, then I marketed Beatrice to them. So that $5,000 was well worth the money. And that we have up for an award next week. Do you need me to step aside?
Now, I got to take just a few minutes, so we'll stop you right there for a few minutes because it's 9:46 on the clock. We have a timed event. Close, accept, reject, or award snow removal bids for fiscal year 17-18. So I entertain a motion to close bids.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Vote. 7-0 in favor. And I know we had some. Danny can open that. Looks like one. Unless Dave kept some or something. No. You didn't submit one, Dave?
I did not.
You did not? Darn.
Doggone. Okay, we have a proposal agreement for snow removal for 2017-18. Description of the surface, north parking lot, north rock parking lot, sheriff garage lots, east sheriff driveway, east parking lot, courthouse east, diagonal parking, courthouse driveway, veterans office driveway. That's to be done with a snowblower. And the lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall, $575. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall, $795. Spreading ice, melt, and gravel in parking lot areas if needed. Will only service if we remove snow also, and that's $75 a ton. Lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches of snowfall on the sidewalks, $499. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall on the sidewalks, $699. And the contractor is Joe Armstrong, BLC, 1250 Lakeview, Beatrice.
Any idea, Dave, how that compares to other years, or
it did go up?
It did go up. Right.
That after the last couple of years, I know we didn't have a lot of snow, so it's always hard to judge what we're going to need. I do know last year it was the one we used the most was the 6 inches or less was $345, and it is $575 now. But I know costs do go up, and the way I understand from several people, they said snow business isn't very profitable sometimes, so have to take the good with the bad. And
it has to snow, yeah. Or they don't make any money and stuff, so yeah.
So I would say in the past, Beatrice Lawn Care has had quite a few years, and they've always done a great job.
And they didn't bid, though.
Or this is Beatrice.
Oh, this is safe. That's what I thought. Yeah. This was safe, yeah.
Well, I would move that we close the bids and accept the snow removal bid from Beatrice Lawn Care, Joe Armstrong.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Any discussion? Vote. 6 in favor with Tima and Epstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Laura, come on back.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I mean, Jones.
So as you can see, I'm really happy that the advertising worked, really happy with the decisions we made, really happy with that partnership. That partnership is up for a state award, tourism award, which is next weekend. So we're hoping we get the marketing of the year award. We'll see. But it was a really good experience. The other things, the position has been advertised. I've gotten several resumes in. I'm looking at doing interviews late next week, first of the following week, and hopefully a decision will be made sooner than I expected. We got a couple really great candidates in. Great. So that's what we're looking at.
Are there any questions for me? Yes, sir.
Laura, not so much on the quarterly report, but yes. I'm sure it's circumstances. I guess I'm just question you, or if you got some insight into this. It seems like a revolving door in that position down there. Is that normal for that position, or because it didn't seem like when we had Jim Spangler here. I can't remember who was here before Jim, but it seemed like they were there for substantial periods of time. And it seems to be a revolving door now.
What's happening is people are getting better jobs with better benefits. That's what's happening, honestly. The chamber is not able to afford to pay full medical. And with health insurance changing the way it is, the person before Lisa needed full medical benefits. She had, a health condition and needed to go off her parents' insurance. We can't, and the salary, from what we're paying, and the chamber still subsidizes Gage County Tourism, it's low. And in the industry, Gage County Tourism Director is the very, very, very bottom. It's the very bottom. Almost every other county has access to the improvement funds to supplement salary, and almost every county uses them because that's what they're for, and which keeps us, and we're not, so that keeps us low. So that is, and I just had a discussion, and the chamber is going into next week a board advance, and we're looking at salaries and stuff, and I said we've got to figure out how we can pay more money for this position. The insurance is not going to happen.
What is the current salary? What was ballpark proposed? I'm just curious.
With the medical stipend, the extra, actually we can't call it an insurance stipend, but there's an extra stipend for medical cost if you want to use it, and the salary, it's around 30.
What's the, without the medical stipend, what's
27.
What's 27?
What do you propose that the average pay rate for a tourism director is?
40 and up.
That seems extremely high for a tourism director to me.
A lot of places also have very large incomes, and we don't. There's only about 12 or 13 tourism directors in the state of Nebraska. And on all of those counties, most of those counties make a lot more. And in the counties where it's combined, where the chamber and tourism do it together, and that's a combined salary, we factor that in as well, and that's always higher because they're doing both jobs.
Is considered a full-time position?
Yes.
$13 an hour.
Yeah. It's not...
A lot of other places.
Exactly. I don't want to say her name in public, but when the previous person left, it was full medical and $8,000 more a year. I can't keep that. The person before that, she never wanted the job. She never wanted it. So, and, when I came into the chamber, there was financial issues that I'd gotten strained out. So, we have to look at that as well. There's that give and take. Things are working well. Now, the two top candidates right now on paper and that I have visited with, one of them, without revealing too much, is probably going to stay around 3 or 4 years. Okay. The other one, I have a potential, if I can get the right salary, to keep for a lot longer. So those are things that we're going to have to, the second one is honestly more of a risk because of their skill set. So right now I'm faced with, on the applications, do I hire somebody that I know is only going to be a few years because of their life circumstances, or do I take a risk again on somebody who I know is going to be great but has a phenomenal skill set on other things? That's where I'm at. And the other applications, when I call somebody to have a pre-screen interview and they can't put a coherent sentence together, I'm not really interested in that either. And of the applications that I have in, I've already had three call back and say, I found other jobs. You know? So that's, honestly, that's the struggle.
Well, that's a struggle everywhere. I mean, you only have a couple employees, I know, but the tourism director, I guess, in my mind, you're basically an administrative person there that's,
yes,
you know, you're shuffling and pushing and trying to get information out. If you look at the Beatrice Market, which is what we have to look at, not anywhere else.
Correct.
The Beatrice Market, you're right in there on pay. You can get a heck of a good person in the office at that pay level. So, I mean, we have to be realistic of that, too. We're always working with other people's money, and it's dang easy to spend it. But we have to be cognitive of that, too.
And, you know, and it's not, unfortunately, it's not just that position. It was also another position in the chamber that I think maybe now I have stable for several years. But that wasn't somebody that was looking for this kind of job. That was somebody I went out and said, I want you. And that's also kind of a slippery slope, especially with this kind of position. I can't necessarily go out and say, you know, we need to go through the whole process. So that's honestly where I'm at, Gary.
It's just an honest question.
I'm giving you the honest answer. Yeah.
It's not so much an indictment on what the job is being done. It's more what's the reason for it, and is there some that's been changed, or has it always been this way?
And from what I understand, the history here anyway has, I think maybe Jim was the longest, but he also didn't do anything, so you know, there was no marketing being done, and we're doing a lot more marketing now. We're getting a lot more people to recognize Beatrice and Gage County, you know, as a tourism entity. You know, we've done a lot of things in the last 4 years since I've been here, you know, to really put us back on a playing field. And it is hard, you know, when, you know, our tourism director, you know, goes anywhere across the state, and we all talk salaries. You know, I do it in the chamber world. They do it in the tourism world, and it's always the bottom. So, but we're working to try to bring it up as much as we can. So, and with more salaries means less marketing, and if you can't market, so that's the play, you know. So the extra marketing dollars has made a tremendous difference, especially with the Eclipse. It made a huge difference with the Eclipse. So.
I think that those numbers showed out, I mean, proved out very, very, very well and stuff, what can happen at times. So
right.
We had a great view, though, too. I mean, that the view, and it turned out just right.
Right. You know, we did. We got very lucky, and people were looking to places to go along that corridor.
Yeah.
They could have chosen anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I fully believe we had about 40,000 people in this county on that day. And I know people left to chase it, and I know people came in. I know people got stuck, and so they had to go to Crete. They had to go to other places because they couldn't get down here. I know all of those things happened. But I also know because we put us out there that more people looked at us and more people made a decision. I also know, I found out through accident, that we filled 80% of Manhattan, Kansas's rooms on that Sunday night, because people were calling. I had somebody call from Texas who told me the only room he could find decently close was Manhattan, Kansas. So I went, never thought of that. So I called Manhattan, Kansas to their chamber and their tourism department, and I said, would you check on your rooms for me? And they go, well, we never thought. And I said, me either. And we filled 80% of their rooms.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't even know they had indoor plumbing down in Kansas.
So some of the things that honestly surprised me, and so there at the very last minute, I did put on our website Manhattan, Kansas, because
it was there.
It was there, and everything else was full. So
the other thing that really was big was the Homestead.
Homestead was huge.
Homestead and their marketing.
That factor here, because
absolutely.
That was huge.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The jab is gone.
Yes, I know.
When you
the museum, let Dawn know when you want that back on.
It's going to be on in 2 weeks. Lisa has scheduled to be on vacation, so she's going to send a board member. I said that was fine. I hope that's fine.
Yep.
So, but yeah, we did get it. She did get it separated, and so.
That's great. You bet. No problem.
Anything else?
Anything else, Laura? If not, thank you very much for coming up, and appreciate the mail.
If that's such a tough position, I mean, there's only 12 places that have a tourism director, so it's very minimal. There's not many places for them to go. Is the salary really that big an issue there as far as they're not going to leave and go be a tourism director somewhere else unless they're leaving state?
Correct. And I'll tell you what, those that have their jobs stay a long time. There's a lot of people in this industry in those jobs that have been there for a long time.
Are they productive?
Yes. I mean, we're talking probably right now the average tenure in a tourism director in the state of Nebraska, if you take out a couple of small communities, is 15 years. Because once they get the jobs, they don't leave.
Well, that's not necessarily a good thing, though, either. I mean, it depends on what's actually going on there. I mean, that's something we could visit about sometime. Because, I mean, if it's somebody that's been there forever, and I've never even heard of the community, and I've lived here my whole life. I'm just saying hypothetically, it's not necessarily a good thing.
North Platte Alliance has been in the industry forever. Grand Island, Gearing. Grand Island brings it down. Omaha brings the average age down. Lincoln, Jeff's been there forever. Norfolk has had a lot of changes since I left Norfolk, but I was there 10 years. So Hastings is kind of a revolving door. So there's,
And being from Nebraska, I'm sure there's not a lot of marketing centered towards us, I guess. That might be a bad example.
There is not, and that's not how it should be. You know, in most cases, you want your marketing dollar to go out. And I know the new tourism director is going to make some, he's making waves, because he's pulling back a lot of the in-state advertising he's doing. Because we should not be marketing to us. You should see no advertising about Gage County in Gage County, to be perfectly honest. If you do, we're not doing our job well, because we want to bring people in and away. So all of our dollars needs to be out of this county. We need to be marketing into Kansas. We need to be marketing into communities that are going to come down here. You know, Minnesota, honestly, is a good market for us, believe it or not. Minnesota has always been a good market for us. And one of the things that we found out in talking with Lorena a lot is there were people that had ties in Beatrice, family ties, long time, that came back and did a lot of genealogy. So the museum was busy and Lorena was busy because people were back doing genealogy stuff. Now, they may not have had relatives here for 20, 30, 40 years, but they came back to do research. It was a great opportunity. So there were a lot of things that benefited.
I'll run into people up there when I'm up at Mayo's that have connections with Beatrice, with our area. Every time I'm up there, I'll run into them.
Yep. I can tell you, Iowa's not a good market. South Dakota is not a good market. Missouri is a so-so market. Kansas is a good market. Minnesota is a good market. Colorado was starting to become an interesting market for Nebraska. So, I'm just saying. So as we're following the trends, what's the matter with Colorado?
It took me a second.
Yeah, but no, people are kind of bailing out of Colorado. So, but I mean, it's an interesting market. So.
Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Yep, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Don't forget your maps here or whatever. That's pretty neat. Yeah, those are neat. Gary?
Yeah, the other one is fun because it's really full of the center too, but it was fun to do this.
Yeah. Coloradans, I'm sure, are trying to get away from the cloud of smoke.
They are.
They're bringing some of it to Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
That's going to be on the record.
Move to place the quarterly report on file.
Second. Motion by Lytle, seconded by Bauman. Vote 7-0 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? Otherwise, we have a closed session for negotiations on here. So, anything else for the order?
my phone's blown.
Right, no, I was planning on him being here.
My phone's blown up and working.
Yes. Okay, I'll entertain a motion at 10:05 on the clock to go into a closed session. Necessary for protection of the public interest or for protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Tima, and vote. 7-0 in favor. Yes, and Gus, you need to stay.
I got Dave coming up too. He got something just before we get started anything else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ron, we're on mic.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to come out of closed session at 11:11 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
It's a motion by Byers, second by Demon. Vote. 5-0 in favor.
I was going to vote against it, but I was like, oh, I really have no reason not to, but.
I suppose I'm going to second it.
Anything else for the good? Yeah.
Move to adjourn.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Since he won't let us
move to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting adjourned.